Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the coffee house. I kind of chuckled there because I'm going to have to keep it real with you, my people. I've struggled to wake up in the morning to do this show. I had gotten sick and was under the weather. And it's just, you know, my alarm goes off and I think when it's early in the morning, that's when I really, really fall into a deep sleep, and I hit the snooze button and go back to sleep and sleep through the snooze button and all of that. But this morning, I'm really excited about being here. So many amazing things are taking place. So I just want to share a little news with you, share a little coffee with you. Actually, I'm freezing. It is so cold. But you know what? Shh, I didn't say that, right? I didn't say that because what we have up here in Seattle, Washington is nothing compared to my East Coast people. So shh, you didn't hear me say that. I want to play a piece, and I'm going to have to do something with this piece if my girl Tony Hill lets me. But I love it, and I'm going to play Coffee Shop for you this morning.
I won't sit here in my coffee shop. Take a minute when you walk in by. Stop over there. Don't be shy. I won't sit here in my coffee shop. Take a minute when you walk in by. Stop over there. Stop over there.
Have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea with a little cream and sugar. You can get close to me. We can be so lovely together, feel so right. Just as long as you're around, you can steal my heart. I'ma let you in on a little secret. You're my extra cool
caramel lover with the whipped cream and cinnamon kisses, drizzling chocolate at a triple shot of cool.
I think I like that. I like how that sounds.
Don't be shy.
I wanna see you at my
coffee shop.
Take a minute when you
walk in by. Stop over say
hi to me.
Don't be shy.
I wanna see you at my
coffee shop.
I take a minute when you're walking by, baby.
Stop over there.
My sweet is perfection. Come and hang with me. Your love is what's missing. I keep imagining every time I pour your drink in, you serve it with the food. I can see us flying, dancing on the moon. Come and sit with me. We can say some things.
Intellectually stimulated, culturally motivated. We can just share our dreams.
That is sound you.
Don't be shy.
I wanna see you have my
coffee shop.
I take a minute when you're walking by, walking by, baby.
Don't be shy.
My sweetest perfection.
Coffee shop.
Just look in my direction.
Walking by.
Stop on by. Stop on by, baby.
Stop over there.
Yeah.
Walking by.
back. To make you feel this is all your fault, and you need to explain.
I know I was wrong
to walk away while you were speaking, because I refuse to stay. Cause you were busy trying to work it out, to not give up without a fight. You were determined to make things better, babe.
Yes, you were, yeah.
But I was busy on some other shit. When things got rough, I didn't handle it. I should've just stood right in there, babe. But now you're gone, and I know. Give our love a chance to grow, to live. I was so selfish, babe.
So selfish.
To act like you weren't there for me, and had no more love to give. By me when life got thick.
Yes,
when friends would tell you, girl, the hell with him. You wouldn't even listen to what they say. Just kept on loving me.
Loving me.
And I refused to communicate. Just to prove my point, I'd push you away. Believe me, I would change it all if I change it all. But now you're gone. Wrong to doubt your love. I know. I was wrong to cheat on you.
Break
your heart.
Should've never
walked away.
Do anything to make you stay.
Oh yeah.
Anything to make you stay.
To make you stay, even though we
like a flutter, you're like a kiss, like raindrops in the morning mist. You're like summer, you're like spring, like a round brain cut diamond ring. The way we flow, boy, you know, we're in sync like ready, set, go. I'm your queen, you're my king, and the one who makes my heart sing. Like me and you is like a special dream come true. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. I'm a silly fool when you're around, cause you're so cool. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. You're my beautiful luxury. With every kiss and hug, especially when we make love, you're my beautiful luxury, and you make my life complete. I pray for eternity that you'll be mine to love for a lifetime, like the stars, like the moon. You're like a garden where flowers bloom. You're like a ribbon in the sky, in the clouds on a natural high. Every kiss, every touch, the way you love me is never too much. I'm the sugar, you're the spice, so delicious and everything nice. Like me and you is like a special dream come true. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. I'm a silly fool when you're around, cause you're so cool. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. You're my beautiful luxury. When we make love, you're my beautiful luxury, and you make my life complete. I pray for eternity that you'll be mine to love for a lifetime. I'll still be around when others come, others go. I got your back, boy, you already know. You're my beautiful luxury, and the way you're loving me, I feel your intensity with every kiss and hug, especially when we make love. You're my beautiful luxury, and you make my life complete. I pray for eternity that you'll be mine to love for a lifetime. Like love, love, love. You know it feels like love. Like love, love, love. Feels like love. It feels like love. Like love, love, love. Feels like love. Feels like love, love, love. Feels like love. Feels like love. Doom, da, 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 do.
It feels like love. Oh. What a beautiful way to start out the day, don't you think? excuse me, got that frog in my throat, that morning frog, but you know how it is for me, right? Anyway, good morning, welcome to the coffee house this morning. I had to open up today with my girl Toni Hill with her Peace Coffee Shop. I don't know, it just kind of reminds me of Flavor. The first time I saw the video and heard the song, I fell in love with it. So I'm like, this has got to be a theme song or something. Somehow I'm going to utilize this. You know, I love my girl Toni Hill. Amazing, amazing voice. I'm going to play some of her music on other shows. And I think I'm going to break down and actually play some of her a cappella pieces, because it just really, really shows the control she has of her voice and the simplicity and the beauty of it. When I received her music, I actually cried. I did, because I don't know, or maybe I'm just getting emotional in my old age or something, but I feel so blessed to be connected to such amazing, amazing artists. Not many people have this opportunity like I do to hear music first, to hear music as it's being created, you know, to be able to have conversations and connect and go back and forth with amazing, beautiful, beautiful people from all around the world that create music, that write books, that paint pictures and paintings and, you know, photography and chefs and all of that. And I'm really, really embracing that and, you know, kind of owning it, you know, because God put me in this position to be blessed. So Toni Hill, that's my girl. I'm sad I never met her. She's down in Vegas now. Many Seattle artists have worked with her. But trust and believe, trust and believe. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to meet her this year. I'm going to get to Vegas. She's going to come to Seattle. Something's going to happen, and the two of us are going to meet. Then I went into Brian Christopher. He created that beautiful intro for this show for me. I'm so grateful. And I played his brand new piece called I Was Wrong. I love the music that Brian's doing. And it's just like, it seems like it's getting better and better and better, you know, from the time that I first started playing him a few years ago to now. I mean, and you can feel the energy, you can feel the excitement out of Brian in the projects that he's working on. So I love supporting him, and I so appreciate his support in return. Then I went into my girl, Coley Williams. She's out there in the area, you know, on the East Coast where Brian Christopher is too, and, you know, that Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. And I played a piece that was written and produced by Babe Wright, and it's called Beautiful Lux. It's kind of fun when you see an artist kind of stepping out, you know, of their comfort zone and what they normally do and work with somebody else. And, you know, I really dig that song. It's the tempo, just kind of fun, you know. I really, really enjoyed that. Yesterday was an absolutely amazing day for me. There's always challenges being Lady Flava. There's always challenges one way or another, whether I created or whether others created, you know. But I'm blessed that I have people to turn to and to process with. And or just to have great conversation with that are in the industry. This is really how I learned, by sitting back, by watching, by having great people, you know, connect with me and who have actually opened up the door to mentor me. And so through these people, I've learned about the music industry. I've learned about the literary community and such. And so I had an amazing conversation with my mentor, Miles Anthony, you know, from Righteous Music Media out there in New York. And we laughed, we shared stories, you know, he you know, opened my eyes to some things and how to handle some things. And there's nothing better than to be able to get on the phone, you know, and talk to somebody that can help you make sense of what you're going through. And Miles did just that for me, and I'm so very grateful. You know, my business partner, Mark Van Claggett, who's Marlex of Flava Marlex Radio, he's out traveling all the time. I swear, he must be gone on tour 75% of the year. I've worked with him for a little over 2 years now, and he's just gone all the time. And so when he's in town, well, Baltimore, where is his home, you know, or he's in the airport, you know, changing planes or whatever, he gets an earful from me. And so I was able to have a really brief conversation with him yesterday. And that's always good for me. And I appreciate Mark so much because he has taught me a lot about this industry too. He's been in it for a long time. And so he's seen the changes that the music industry has gone, you know, through. And he's just really calm and patient. I'm more of the talker and the high-strung one. But he's just really, really calm and patient. And the last couple conversations I've had with him, I just have to give him a big shout-out because he's just let me be me, you know. And he just really kind of has a way of calming my spirit. And I always look forward to my conversations with him. I talked to my boy Paris Toon yesterday. I talked to my boy Paris Toon. If you do not know him, please Google him. Paristoon out of Arizona. One of the most amazing, heartfelt songwriters, musician, composer. Works with some great, great talents. Great talents. From the first time that I was introduced to him through Hassan Brown, had him on my show a few years back as a featured, have been blessed to break his music when it first comes out. I actually get to hear music from his camp even before it's finished and mastered and all that good stuff. He's got some good stuff on the horizon, and trust and believe you're going to get to hear it here first. Then, my boy Jeff, can I tell you that the work that he does is absolutely amazing. He's a masterer. Does that even make sense? He works with some of the top independent artists around the world, not just in the United States, around the world. And he puts that final touch on that just gives this beautiful, beautiful, pristine, clear sound. Well, he pulled my coattail, and he's like, Flava, guess what? Noel Gordine's new album released today, which was yesterday. And this is when it gets exciting for me. I was able to reach out to Top Notch and ask if I could get a copy of the album, you know, so I could hear it and so I could play it here on FM radio. And guess what? I got a copy of the album. That's when I really realized how blessed I am. I mean, it's so many things happened for me. Can you just tell how excited I am? So many things happen for me. And maybe I take it for granted, or maybe it's just become a way of life for me, you know, to be able to pick up the phone, to be able to ask for new music, to be able to experience music before any of you do. It's pretty exciting. And so I broke down last night. Yes, I did. I broke down and I cried. Because as I was listening to Noel's new album, as I was listening, to new music that's being worked on from Paris Toon, I had to just stop and give thanks. I really had to stop and give thanks. So I'm going to play a brand new piece. I'm telling you, this just released yesterday. This is a brand new piece off of Noel Gordine's brand new album, City Heart, Southern Soul, and I want to play for you, I Want You, Regardless.
Listen to the words astray.
Never have I.
We clash. we rather keep locked in the closet. Like those young and dumb choices we make in the moment, y'all.
Most of them we choose to forget.
There's so many stories from fabricated about you in the younger days. But baby, it's alright, cause ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Regardless, you've got to go out, you've got to jump online, you need to get you a copy of City Heart Southern Soul by Noel Gordine. Let me tell you, you will not be disappointed. I listened to the whole album. Okay, I listened to it a few times before I went to bed last night, because I was trying to decide which piece did I want to play for you this morning. It was really hard, and, you know, I would love to play the whole album, but I can't do that. I can't do that, because, you know what, that's not fair to Noel. If you can come to Flava Show and hear his album, no. Mm-mm. Can't do it. You know how I feel about supporting our independent artists out there, and this album, you need to get it. It's available on iTunes and CD Baby, Amazon. It's available on all the online record stores. You can go to Top Notch Music and Marketing. That's who represents Noel, and they will point you in the direction of where and how you can purchase your copy of this amazing album. Let me tell you, it's getting better and better and better. You know, the music that's coming my way, the caliber of artists. And Noel and John Michael, who's under Top Notch, they are traveling all the time performing. Traveling all the time. These are two amazing, amazing male talents that I want to experience in person. You know, we don't get too many people out here in Seattle, Washington, but you know what? If it's up to me, it is up to me. This is something that I work on a regular basis. We're going to start getting some people up here to the Pacific Northwest. We have amazing talents right here in my hometown of Seattle, Washington, but we need to experience some of these talents that pretty much stay out there on the East Coast. And so, You never know. We might get some of a top-notch music and marketing talents out to the Pacific Northwest like Noel Gordine. So believe me when I say this. City Heart, Southern Soul, you cannot go wrong. It's got funky sounds. It's got smooth sounds. It's got upbeat. It's got mellow. That man's got a voice. And I'm going to have to give another shout out to my boy Jeff, because he did an amazing job on the mastering of this product. That pristine, clear sound, that's Jeff. I was connected to him, oh gosh, a little while back. And he shared with me the process of what a piece sounds like from start to finish as he's working on it. And that was such a great learning experience for me. I'd not ever had an opportunity of really hearing a piece from start to finish to know what it started out sounding when somebody like him receives it to what it sounds like, you know, as the final product. So, you know, go check him out. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank as his website, which I should have because I posted it. But Master Session, okay, I know I'm just really screwing that up. Jelf Star, if you look that up, you'll be able to find him. But he's got samples on his website of the work that he has done for artists around the world. Of course, Noel's on the website also. But this is when I've really, really learned what very, very clear sound is like. And I've come to really appreciate that. You know, I've grown and I've changed in how I hear music. Sometimes I kind of am a little sad about it, you know, because it was wonderful, you know, when there was just that raw passion in the beginning. And I just appreciate anybody who creates. I don't take that for granted either because I'm not an artist. But, you know, there's something about when you hear the difference between something that is produced really well and something that's produced not so good. And I've learned to really have an ear for that. And I appreciate it. I really do, because I really now can tell when somebody's put a lot into producing a very, very high quality product. On top of the fact that now that I'm with Spectrum Music Group as director of A&R, that's one of the things I have to listen to before I even consider presenting an artist to Spectra for consideration for a deal. You know, so I appreciate it. But I need to play a piece. I call him my baby boy because I claim him. Yes, I do. He's from here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. He's now down in California pursuing his dream. But this is a brand new piece by Sheldon Butler, and it's called I Still Love You.
Every touch like it was yesterday. The way you used to pick me up. The way you never let me down. The way your scent would fill the room. But nowadays you're not around. And I still love you. Heaven sent you used to ask me where I came from. Now I call you and there's no reply. Maybe you're with another guy. Or maybe you can't bear to speak, because the feelings that you have for me will never leave. Baby, I still love you. Thinking I wasn't right for you, so I let you go and now I'm missing my life with you. I should have thought about it, now I'm just hard about it. Stuck with my choice and I can't sleep because my thoughts are crowded. Some say I'm strong, some say I can't believe you. I try to be tough, hold my tears from hitting the ground beneath you. But I guess I'm see-through, painted my feelings on the wall. Kicking myself cause I can't have it all. Remember when we said those words and promised it would never change? Just hold on to that love. Let our memories ease the pain. Even though we're not together, I know you still feel the same. And I'm not afraid to say that I still love.
I really wanna know, but I can't let it know how my
Good morning. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Vleva. This is one of my favorite shows to do. Even though I have slept through a few weeks of it, yes, I'm going to just keep it real with you. Sometimes it's just really hard to wake up at 7 in the morning, Seattle time, Pacific Standard Time, but I wanted to make sure that I got up this morning. I kind of miss doing this show. I know normally I don't talk about music on this show so much because it's all about spending time with you on hump day, wishing you, you know, the best for the rest of the week, for a great day and all of that. But I just had to share my excitement, you know, because this is what my life is about. And I just have had constant reminders of the blessings. So I played a brand new piece by Sheldon Butler, a young talent out of the Pacific Northwest. It's called I Still Love You. I saw him perform live right before he left to go to California to pursue his dream. And can I tell you, that young man is so heartfelt with his music and playing the guitar. Absolutely amazing show. If you ever have an opportunity to see him perform live, I really recommend that you do so, because you will definitely love his music. You will love his energy. You will love the feel of the crowd that experiences him. I imagine that he does the same thing down there in California. I know that he's played at the House of Blues a few times in Los Angeles and all, but he is somebody to pay attention to. He is somebody I'm extremely proud of. I feel like, you know, Mama Flava. Sometimes, you know, a young talent comes my way and I just want to hug him. I just want them to know how much I believe in them and that I think they're absolutely amazing. So then I also played my girl Monica Monet with her new single Feelings. I am so proud to say that I am one of the sponsors of the official video for Feelings. So if you have not heard it and seen it yet, please go check it out on YouTube. Just look up Monica Monet and Feelings and check out the new video. It kind of tells the storyline of the song, and that's one thing I really, really appreciate about it. I love seeing a video that just really, really fits the song, and this particular video did just that. So I'm really, really proud to have been the sponsor of that. You know, so I hope that you wake up every day and you can find those special blessings, because no matter how bad our lives are, we are always blessed. Even if you want to just go back to the simple fact of opening your eyes and taking that first breath, that is a major blessing, because there are some people who do not wake up the next day, you know, to have that experience. Some are struggling health-wise, really, really struggling health-wise. I have an online friend. I almost feel like I know her, even though I haven't met her in person, and I really, really want to meet her in person. And she's really struggling with her health right now. But with every post that she puts up about what she's going through and fighting cancer, and going through chemotherapy and wanting to be in her young daughter's life and involved in her activities as she's, you know, struggling with health issues. She inspires, you know, and that's when I know you really can't take life for granted. You know, when somebody who's struggling like that still, you know, with very little hair on their on her head, and all because of the chemotherapy and all, she puts a beautiful smile on her face. And there's something about it just warms your heart and soul, you know. So yes, life is a blessing. So please don't take it for granted. Take care of your body. I am given reminders by God that I need to take care of my body. And I need to do that. And I'm extremely blessed that my brother-in-law's come back in our life. You know, we had drifted apart when he got married and all. And sadly to say, he's going through a divorce, and so we're back in each other's lives. And but the blessing of it is that it's just like it was, you know, say, you know, 30 years ago. Maybe not quite that long, say 25 years ago, you know, when he first came into my life before he before I married his brother. And he's my best buddy, and he's into health and fitness. He was a bodybuilder back then. He is now just really into maintaining his body. So he looks like a muscle man. He's tatted up everywhere. But he's working with me on my health and, you know, helping me to get to the point of being able to get off of high blood pressure medicine and, you know, getting out and about and, you know, doing some good things. So I'm keeping a journal. Every day I write down what time I wake up, what time I pee and poop, and what I eat and what I drink and how much I eat and how much I drink. Just so it helps him to kind of know how to adjust my diet. And it's really interesting when you take the time to do something like that, because it just really shows you what your pattern is. And I would almost advise anybody to do that if you were really wanting to get healthy and, you know, take care of your body better. Start with doing a daily journal of what your sleep pattern is, what, you know, what you intake into your body, what you release from your body, and the time and, you know, how you're feeling and all of that. Because just looking at it and seeing it over a period of time can kind of show how we've gotten into some bad habits. And so I'm definitely eating healthier. I'm using more fresh, you know, vegetables and fruit. Made some of my own tomato soup the other day out of tomatoes and celery and carrots and all. Pureed it. I love cooking, and so it's kind of brought me back to a place of enjoying cooking now. Made a casserole out of eggplant and zucchini with turkey bacon and all, and it was amazing. My youngest daughter just loved it. So I'm going to really encourage you, you know, to really look into taking care of yourself, because you matter. You know, that's one of the things that we can do for ourselves, is being mindful of our body, because that's our temple, right? That's our temple. You know, that's where we have our control. We control our emotions. We control our health in so many ways. We control our environment and what affects our temple. So really, really think about that and embrace yourself and love yourself, because you really do matter. I want to play a piece by a young man who recently came my way. Kind of an interesting story. And I'm going to have him on my show very, very soon. He really wants to step on the leopard carpet with me. So one of these days, very soon, you're going to have the opportunity to meet him. He goes by Wolfgang Jock, and I'm going to play his piece, Famous Dreams.
I was in a game. gang. They telling me to wake up. It's just a famous dream. Don't wake me up, no. Don't wake me up, uh-oh. Don't wake me up, no. I'm in a famous dream.
Nightmares, I'm on top. Wondering how would I ever feel.
Damn.
Followed by cameras and chauffeured by drivers. I'm dreaming the life of a record deal.
Real.
Equipped with these blessings, surrounded by veterans. Y'all hot and y'all niggas was never real.
Never.
Watch where you stepping, I'm here to teach lessons with headshot bars for better kids.
Boom.
Sleeping in sessions to make an impression. Bitten and rap, these are all my confessions. House for my mom, the world for my wife. My brothers are good, this something to preference. I'm looking like kings, we treated like peasants. Wordplay amazing like Webster's a reference.
Damn.
Driving my car while writing this message. I save it to drafts and back in the session. Hard body on this. Hard body on this, didn't believe, now you believe. I bet you haul all of my in my dream. I had a vision, and my vision I was getting super duper busy on you lanes, protect my riches. Looking at y'all through my race bands, currently switching the station, thinking I'm due for vacation. Hold up, I hear my song playing, clouded by some women saying, Quay, are you alright, what you dreaming? I wake up and notice my wife, and I started to tell her I dreamt I was famous. My PJs, wake up to whipping the Lambo, pushing it up the freeway. My dreams while kissing my wife, damn I'm in love with this three-way. Surrounded by women who only want nights, money ain't giving out BJs. Y'all just fall back, y'all just fall back. Now all of a sudden I'm all up and coming out, all y'all call back. Cause when Sandy came through and hit my state, flooded the cars in the driveways. Body surrounded by cop tapes, family affected by shockwaves.
Real.
I was upset and homeless, no clothes to put on, I ain't on. I could've collapsed like most did. My baby boy kept me in focus.
Yep.
You women were not to be found. You left me out there to just drown.
Damn.
Now that y'all feeling my sound, ha, you women all coming around. Now jump back to the basic. Currently switching the station, thinking I'm due for vacation. Hold up, I hear my song clanging, clouded by some women singing. Quay, are you alright, are you dreaming? I wake up and notice my wife, and I started to tell her I dreamt I was famous.
Dirty bodies, walls shackled by penny chains, held down by boring cars. It's just a famous dream. All of my hard work will put me in a famous lane. Bright lights and crazy fans represented by a famous name. I was a bad hip hop. I was in a gang. They telling me to wake up. It's just a famous dream. Don't wake me up, no. Don't wake me up, no. Oh, don't wake me up, no. I'm in a famous dream.
Yeah, man, it's raining outside, just looking out the window, man, see the whole city. What if the world were one color, what kind of world would it be? Everybody the same color, Stevie Wonder would see. What if Abraham Lincoln never freed the slaves? What if weed was legal, I had trees for days? What if Lil Wayne cup was filled with Kool-Aid? LL was a nerd, he wasn't really Cool J. What if the NRA changed all the gun laws? And no one could buy guns out the gun store. What if Kevin Hart was like 6 feet tall? It probably wouldn't be funny at all. Everybody rocking gold cause it trended at James. But what if this had on fake gold chains? What if the black man could swim and the white man could jump? What if the Reeboks never made the pump? What if Kobe and Shaq never had beef? He's probably had 10 rings apiece. What if O.J. Simpson would've fit that glove? What if Whitney Houston would've never did drugs? What if Sean Poe would never shot the gun in the club? What if the homie Eazy-E would've wore that glove? What if the Crips wore red, the Bloods wore blue? What if Dr. Martin Luther King's dreams came true? What if Chris and Rihanna never had that fight? Shooter never checked his phone, it would've been a good night. It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking with it. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my pip. Everybody talking what if. If fifth was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, man. Just chilling in the crib, you know. Got the Ciroc on the rocks. Look like the sun coming out, man. Yeah. With a BMF, never got knocked by the feds. With a black just, never got shot in the leg. What if LeBron played Jordan in his prime? Both would probably be dunking from the free line. But there was no more coke in Washington Heights. What if Django was directed by Spike? What if Trayvon was a white kid with a hoodie on? Rest in peace to all niggas in the hood that's gone. What if Dougie Fresh never met Slick at the party? Then hip-hop wouldn't have had no la-di-da-di. What if they stopped making those Air Force Ones? I'd be off. Up. I love my Air Force sons. What if Trigger stopped itching? No more killing in the hood. What if you stop snitching? What if Kendrick Lamar never kicked that verse? Would the hip-hop game be better or worse? It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my pip. Everybody talking what if. If fifth was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my pip. Everybody talking what if. If fifth was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
All right, we've come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flava. I closed out today's show with Wolfgang Jock and his new piece, Famous Dreams, and then with Fredro Starr, a brand new piece by him called What If Part 2. Fredro Starr has a brand new album, and it's called Made in the Streets. And I have to tell you, I really recommend, if you love hip-hop and that original hip-hop flair, that is an album to get. Really, really proud to be a part of Spectrum Music Group, Monarchy Records, who Fredro Starr is signed to, and to be able to have the opportunity to play his music and those of all the Spectrum Music Group artists on FM radio. So stay tuned. This is where we meet every Wednesday, especially if I wake up, right, here at the coffee shop. So take care. God bless. Have a great day. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself, I love you. Give yourself a big, big hug. Go out and share a smile with somebody that you don't know. Because you never know how you can change somebody else's day. Thank you so much for tuning into the coffee shop, and take care. Bye-bye.